We are complete in Christ, October 2. By abiding in Christ, the source of power. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2, 9 and 10. The Lord Jesus acts through the Holy Spirit, for it is his representative. Through it he infuses spiritual life into the soul, quickening its energies for good, cleansing it from moral defilement, and bringing it a fitness for his kingdom. Jesus has large blessings to bestow, rich gifts to distribute among men. He is the wonderful counselor, infinite in wisdom and strength. And if we will acknowledge the power of his Spirit and submit to be molded by it, we shall stand complete in him. What a thought is this! In Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. Never will the human heart know happiness until it is submitted to be molded by the Spirit of God. The Spirit conforms the renewed soul to the model, Jesus Christ. Through the influence of the Spirit, enmity against God is changed into faith and love, and pride into humility. The soul perceives the beauty of truth, and Christ is honored in excellence and perfection of character. As these changes are effected, angels break out in rapturous song, and God in Christ rejoice over souls fashioned after the divine similitude. Jehovah Emmanuel, he in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, to be brought into sympathy with him, to know him, to possess him, as the heart opens more and more to receive his attributes, to know his love and power, to possess the unsearchable riches of Christ, to comprehend more and more what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.